Republican Senator Orrin Hatch misses data collection.
We've got to start doing things that repel and defeat these terrorists.
Republicans are not alone. Democratic Senator Dianne Feinstein once voted to renew wiretapping. The founder of Utah-based internet service provider X-Mission says,
"Show me the proof. Show me the proof that all this giving up of our constitutional protections has kept us safer. They haven't been able to do that."
Pete Ashdown says giving law enforcement backdoor keys to the encryption could help them in the fight against crime and terror.
But inevitably, when they do something like that, criminals will use that key as well.
ACLU of Utah legal director John Mejia says when people and businesses promise security and privacy for email and e-commerce,
we have a real expectation that that's happening.
But Utah Public Safety Commissioner Keith Squire says criminals count on that protection as well.
Terrorists and criminal organizations are able to communicate back and forth without us being able to have visibility on it.
Commissioner Squire says police don't necessarily need backdoors. They can already collect electronic evidence.
It's all done under very controlled circumstances with checks and balances and court orders that have to be scrutinized.
But the FBI insists backdoors are necessary. Mejia says they could violate the Fourth Amendment.
Weakening encryption weakens not only our expectation of privacy and weakens our right to privacy from government intrusion.
UVU Technology and Computing Dean Michael Savoy teaches his students it's a balancing act. Some want jobs in the private sector, others in law enforcement.
You have to balance that off and understand a framework for ethical application of technology depending on the job you have.
Savoy adds when we tip the scale to privacy, security suffers, and vice versa. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.